People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs with her stores in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, we are. It is Christmas at Osmond Designs. There is glitter everywhere, and it's absolutely beautiful. It's the sights, the sounds. If nothing else, come do some window shopping because it's really, really fun at Osmond Designs right now. We have locations in Lehi and in Orem, and gift cards always make great gifts. Candles, picture frames, pillows, throw blankets, one size fits all. Come check it out. Thank you for joining us today. We always have good news to talk about on the KSL Real Estate Show, and today is one of those days. We have Trey Bordeaux. He is an industrial real estate agent that works with Legend Real Estate Agent, one of the top companies in the entire state of Utah. Welcome to the show, Trey.
Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited to get to know you better and to hear all about what's going on in the real estate market here in Utah. First and foremost, please give us a little introduction about you and how you became involved in this business.
Yeah, Trey Bordeaux, born and raised here in the beautiful city of Salt Lake. Went to school up at Judge Memorial, graduated from the University of Utah, and spent my time since graduation at in commercial real estate. And then more specifically, the last, call it 6 months, we've transitioned over to Legend Partners. So I've been in the industry for about 7 years, focused on industrial real estate along the Wasatch Front, you know, anywhere from 2,000 square feet to 500,000 square feet, landlord representation, tenant representation, buyer representation, seller representation, build-to-suits, manufacturing facilities, all those fun things. Worked with some really cool people, worked with some really great companies. There's nothing like doing industrial real estate transactions. Every deal is different, big or small. You know, sometimes the smaller ones are harder than the bigger ones. But it's just about helping communities, helping companies grow and achieve their dreams and their goals. And just helping the community and the economy. So
when we talk about industrial, we're really talking about those big metal warehouses that you see all across the Wasatch Front, correct?
Correct.
And the businesses that are leasing these are really Amazon.
Yep.
What are some of the companies here?
I mean, that's the easiest one to think about is always going to be Amazon. You know, they're one of the biggest owners and operators of industrial real estate worldwide. So that's the easiest one that comes to mind. Walmart, Costco. Even when you think about what a industrial building is, anytime you step foot in a Costco, that's truly what a warehouse, industrial warehouse looks like. So you might think that you've never been in one, but if you've been to Costco. So those are some of the companies, and it trickles down even just to the smaller companies, the local boutique shops. And when you think about Trader Joe's, they have a fulfillment center and a distribution center and those things. So
I just have this vision that you're spending a lot of your time on the far west part of Salt Lake City.
Correct. Yeah, that's where I would say the majority of Salt Lake industrial market is what we would call the Northwest Quadrant, which is, you know, call it a 5-10 minute radius of the Salt Lake International Airport. That's where a majority of the big box facilities are. And so that's where I do spend a lot of my time, and you get to know. you know, that area quite well. So,
but there are also places right near where you live, everybody. When you mention Trader Joe's and Costco's, they're the same thing. Big yeah. box outlets.
Exactly. Nope, exactly. And we're starting to see over the last, call it 5 years, West Jordan is a little bit different. There's a big pocket of industrial real estate in West Jordan. There has been for quite some time, but we're starting to see other pockets pop up. You know, call it Bluffdale and some of these other cities. West Valley has a good portion of it. So we're seeing industrial grow. There's not a lot of industrial ground left. You know, we'd say that our land supply and industrial real estate is probably around the 5 year mark before we run out of industrial supply. When you think,
wow. Wait, what are we supposed to do? Seriously.
Well, then you run into a supply and demand issue, and basic economics will tell you that when you run out of supply and demand goes up, prices go up. So not a bad problem to have. Makes your job a little bit harder, but you know, you just have to find the next solution. And you know, the tough part about that and the reason that's kind of driving that situation is because we are a land constrained market. There's mountains on both sides of, you know, the east and west in our capital county. And, you know, when you look at a map and you look west, you would think that there's a lot of land left. But if you know who one of the bigger players in our market is Rio Tinto Kennecott, and they own quite a bit of that dirt. So a second,
and they're not selling.
They're not selling.
Yeah.
So it might look like there's a lot, but there's really not.
It's so true. Okay, business is booming in Utah.
Yep.
No doubt about it.
Yep.
And the industrial needs are keying up to all of those needs. As you're saying, they are filling up. If you are an owner of industrial warehouse space, it's a great time to be an owner, to be an investor, because as you're saying, supply and demand.
Right.
In the next 5 years, it's a great, great sector to be part of. I know in my own Osmond Designs furniture business during COVID, we didn't know when we were going to get
yep.
upholstery again. There were foam shortages. There were fabric shortages. And so we overpurchased with that in mind, and we couldn't find space. We ended
yep.
up in West Lehigh of all places.
Yep.
We were able to sublease a portion of someone that had some extra space, which worked perfectly. But I feel like that trend is continuing.
Yeah, no, it's right now, you know, post-pandemic, we've kind of come out of that phase and things have kind of got back online. You know, when interest rates went up, we started to see a lot more product come online. And so we have a higher vacancy rate than we did during that time, which is a good thing because it was a struggle to find product like yourself when that was all going on. So we do have a lot more product today than we did then. And I think that, you know, the overall mindset heading into 2025 is there's some hope that we start to absorb at a more higher rate the availability of product that we have. And so there's a lot to look forward to. You know, we've had a lot of people come from out of state into our market wanting to own, wanting to lease, wanting to do business here, because obviously Utah's a great place to do business, one of the best places in the country. And people are seeing that from an outsider perspective. And so, you know, where we're looking at it is saying, hey, you can come here and you can do business for cheaper in Utah than you can elsewhere. And this is a reason to be here. And our government's behind you. We're pro-growth, we're pro-development. And so come sign up.
Is it going to stay cheaper, though, when you talk about supply and demand and land prices and building prices rising and rising?
Yeah, it's going to be hard. At a certain point, it is going to be hard to be competitive with maybe some other markets. I mean, our lease rates are, you know, when you look at a market like Arizona or maybe Nevada, they have some more dirt. You know, Utah doesn't own as, you know, the majority of the dirt that we have in our state. We don't own, you know, it's owned federally. So, you know, as things go on, Arizona, they have some more dirt and they have the ability to probably grow in and continue to develop more industrial real estate. Prices are going to go up here naturally as we run out, but, you know, we're going to try to stay competitive and we're going to try to provide incentives, I think, from a state level to encourage companies to still do business here. And that's just kind of the focus for today. And, you know, when you look at the adjacent counties, Utah County, there's some availability in counties like that where they have land where we could develop more. If you look at Tooele County, same thing. If you look at Ogden and West Ogden, there's some opportunities there. So it's not, you know, what we think will happen is we're going to start to see other companies go further out to keep the prices down and to get what they need.
Do you feel like as an investor, it's smart to maybe hit up some of these city developers the planning commissions, the city councils, the city planner, to find out what the needs are of each specific city, and then have someone like you go find that space for them.
Absolutely. The best developers in our market are doing that. They're taking a different approach to just seeing what's out there and what's available. They're going to cities and meeting ahead of time and saying what's needed here. You know, what do you guys need? And let's work together. You know, cities have been, it's hasn't gotten any easier to work with cities, over the past, call it 5-10 years when it comes to development. You know, there's a lot more things that go into it. We're looking at planning and efficiencies a lot differently than we were historically. So those are all things to keep in mind. The best thing you can do is understand what the master plan looks like for a city, understand what they want to see in what pockets, understand what the highest and best use for that dirt is, and help, you know, meet with them, understand if there's incentives to do so, and how you can work in unison to get ahead of some of the hurdles that you're going to have when it comes time to develop, you know, city planning and planning commissions, and, you know, meeting with city council and public hearings and those things. Those are real things.
Is it a bigger headache in industrial real estate or in residential real estate to deal with city planning commissions and all the problems?
Yeah, I only really know one side of the coin, so I'll speak to what I know. I would say that industrial is one of those things that, you know, people don't get the best idea of, you know, the problems that come up. You know, not everybody wants to see trucks and 53-footers coming through their neighborhood, so they definitely care.
How do people find you, Trey?
Yeah, you can find me at legendpartners.com. You can find my contact information there, Trey Bordeaux, as well as on LinkedIn at Trey Bordeaux. And then, yeah, that's the easiest way to find me.
Stay tuned, because in the next segment, you're going to share some advice. If you're a business owner, you're looking for storage space, and then also if you're an investor, and also if you own buildings, what maybe some key things you can do to help lease your properties. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs, and we have Jeff Kaplan signing off. We'll be right back.
At Smith's, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Smith's, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
The holidays are here again. In this season of giving, Verizon's offering 3 lines for the price of 2, which is less than $29 per line per month. So now you can feel a little more generous. Like, if you want to bring your great-aunt Stacy onto the plan.
Me?
Your roommate Kevin.
Heck yeah!
Or your new sister-in-law Teresa.
Woohoo!
This winter, bring in 3 phones to get 3 lines for the price of 2 on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees.
It's like getting a third line for free.
What she said. All you have to do is swing by your local Salt Lake City Verizon store. Talk about a holiday miracle. Happy giving and happy saving from all of us here at Verizon. $35 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with 3 new lines on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Guys, did you know your testosterone level impacts your energy, libido, sleep, weight, hair loss, mood, and even ED? And right now, Revive Men's Health Salt Lake City will check your testosterone for free. They've helped thousands of men since 2011 feel and perform better. They're so confident they can help you, they even guarantee it. Schedule your free testosterone test, exam, and consultation today. Call 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit RevivemensHealth.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osman Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Thanks so much for joining us. Heather Osmond is here from Osman Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, and if you're looking for last-minute Christmas gifts, definitely stop by and check out what we have to offer. We have locations in Lehigh and in Orem, and you know, it's always something I love talking about. Tier design services, gift cards, all the good things. But on the Real Estate Show, the show must go on. And we're always talking about real estate. It's always a great time to invest in real estate. To be a business owner in Utah has never been better. And business just keeps booming, which is fantastic. Today we have Trey Bordeaux. He's one of the top real estate agents in the entire state of Utah. And you specifically feature and specialize in the industrial product here in Utah. I want to begin by just asking you a couple questions about, if you're a business owner, how do you find the best space and location for all of your overstock?
Yeah, I think that the best thing is to get with a professional. I think that's the first place to start. And I would be doing myself a disservice not saying that here. So it'd be to reaching out to a professional and understanding what it means and what you're really looking for and what your need is. You know, when we get on a phone call with a business owner, there's a checklist of items that we need to go through and understand in their operation to help them figure out what's best for them. What's revenue, pallet positions, loading, geographic service locations, all of those things come into play. And understanding the growth pattern in this company, we often see, companies grow so fast that they can't sign an average lease rate of 2 or 3 years. You know, they're like, every year I seem to double. I don't want to sign a 2-year deal. I want to do a 1-year deal. That's really hard. Landlords don't like that. So understanding, okay, well, what can we deal with? What are the hurdles that we need to get through, and working through those things. So the best thing is to reach out to professional, and have a detailed conversation about what really matters and what really doesn't, and then just lay out the plan from there.
I think that's amazing. And where people are growing, their businesses are growing so much here in Utah, sometimes it makes sense to reserve a larger space and to sublease that out, which is something that we recently did while we had a bunch of overstock. It was a huge blessing to a local business like myself that needed temporary storage for a year. And that worked out fantastic. It's better than bringing those containers onto your lot and trying to dig out the very piece that's in the very back of the 40-foot container is just a total nightmare. So,
yeah, no, absolutely. It's like you said, there's situations where you're put into that there's not a right number. And if you have to plan for growth and you have to call it 2,000 square feet more, 5,000 square feet more, and it makes sense. It doesn't make sense today, but in 12 months it does. And you can get it, and you can get the deal that makes the most sense. That's the right thing to do. There's growing pains and opportunity costs that come with owning a business and operating a business, and a successful one at that. So, sometimes you have to take a little bit of a risk and hold on, but get the best deal in the long run to make it make sense for the balance sheet.
Well, and in Utah, it's all about location, location, location. And I think that also rings true for industrial. It's about being in the right place. Being a Utah County business, a local business, we needed warehouse space that was as close as we could get, because oftentimes we do have those long-term storage customers. We deal with a lot of people that are building homes, and their home won't be done for 2 years, but they start buying things and then we store them for them. And we just need that space. And I don't want to have to move their stuff five times right. as we're, you know, selling other things and receiving and having other items go out. And sometimes just to put it in a long-term storage where it's safe and secure and it's climate controlled. And there's loading docks and right. there's all of those good things so that things are protected and taken care of really is a cost savings instead of an expenditure.
Yeah, and we often see that companies are willing to pay a little bit more to be closer to where they need to be than per se where it might make the most sense financially to be in a different pocket, right? If my business is here and I need my warehouse here and it's five minutes away from where I'm operating, that makes the most sense than driving maybe 15 or 20 minutes and your rate's going to be 5, maybe 10 cents higher because it's in a better area or it's a newer product or something like that. So those are all things that you have to evaluate. You know, what makes the most sense for your operation and what can you live with and what can you live without?
What are some of the buildings that you're most excited about right now that you have listed?
Yeah, very excited about this one. We are under construction on just under 300,000 square feet on 54 South and Mountain View Corridor,
oh, wow.
The Moca Mountain View Business Park, state-of-the-art facility, Class A distribution warehouse. You know, we're 36-foot clears, fully fenced site, more power than you need. Something that, you know, everybody's going to look and drive by and say, that's a really nice building. And that was the purpose going into it is, let's build quality. Let's build something that when people drive by, they say, I want to be in there. And it's been a fun project and something that our team, myself and my partner, Skylar Peterson are really excited about heading into 2025. So definitely want to highlight that. And, our marketing material is amazing on that. So, you know, if you're looking, I'd love to send that out. You know, if anybody's got a need, you know, call it 20,000 feet to, 300,000 feet, give us a ring and, we'd be happy to show you.
So as a landlord, isn't it a lot less maintenance to have an industrial versus a multifamily?
Yeah, absolutely. Just, you know, when you look at investments, commercial investments and industrial investments, a lot of these buildings are running on triple net leases, and so you're passing through operating expenses, a good majority of them, through to the tenant. And so it helps keep the cost down from the operation standpoint and help drive up some of that revenue because you're passing through some of those expenses. So definitely a little bit easier.
And you have concrete floors. You don't need to be updating carpets.
Correct.
and leaking toilets. And there's
commercial
not appliances.
Grade finishes.
Commercial grade finishes. As an investor, please call Trey Bordeaux,
yes.
Legend Real Estate. And what a great opportunity to invest here in Utah with incredible upsides, clearly over the next 5 years.
Absolutely.
Trey, how do people find you?
LegendPartners.com and Trey Bordeaux on LinkedIn.
Very good. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
At Smith's, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Smith's, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
The holidays are here again. In this season of giving, Verizon's offering 3 lines for the price of 2, which is less than $29 per line per month. So now you can feel a little more generous. Like, if you want to bring your great aunt Stacy onto the plan.
Me?
your roommate Kevin.
Heck yeah.
Or your new sister-in-law Teresa.
Woohoo!
This winter, bring in 3 phones to get 3 lines for the price of 2 on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees.
It's like getting a 3rd line for free.
What she said. All you have to do is swing by your local Salt Lake City Verizon store. Talk about a holiday miracle. Happy giving and happy saving. From all of us here at Verizon. $35 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with 3 new lines on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Guys, did you know your testosterone level impacts your energy, libido, sleep, weight, hair loss, mood, and even ED? And right now, Revive Men's Health Salt Lake City will check your testosterone for free. They've helped thousands of men since 2011 feel and perform better. They're so confident they can help you, they even guarantee it. Schedule your free testosterone test, exam, and consultation today. Call 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit RevivemensHealth.com.
When you've got a lot on your plate, your financial future is the last thing on your mind. You've got groceries to buy, gas tanks to fill, and your kid just got invited to another birthday party. How are you supposed to find the time or the money to invest? Let Acorns help. Acorns makes it easy to invest for you, your kids, and your retirement all in one app. Answer a few questions, and Acorns will recommend an expert built portfolio that matches your money goals. Then, Acorns automatically invests your money for you every day, week, or month, whatever works for you. You can even start investing with your own spare change. Acorns is an easy way to invest for your future while you take care of today. Ready to give your money a chance to grow? Download Acorns now and sign up in just 5 minutes. Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisors LLC is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Securities LLC. Member FINRA SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Thanks a lot for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem, and they're all set for Christmas.
They sure are, and they are beautiful, and we would love to have you stop by and grab your last-minute Christmas gifts for everyone in your family.
Hours. What are the hours?
Hours are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. We are closed on Sundays. But it's a beautiful Saturday morning, and we'd love for you to stop by today. If you mention that you heard this KSL radio show this morning, you will receive an additional 30% off of any of the sell items that have a yellow tag. So a little bonus for you today. Go save some money at Osmond Designs. We love doing Christmas at Osmond's. But today, the show must go on, and it's the Real Estate Show, and we have Trey Bordeaux as a guest on the show today. He's one of the top real estate agents, commercial real estate agents in the entire state of Utah. And Trey, you specifically specialize in industrial.
Yes.
And we don't really talk about industrial a lot on this show. So I was just so grateful to have you that we could get, you know, the inside scoop of what's going on in Utah, what's going on in the country. And then I know that you specifically also invest in this. I want to hear all those cool stories too.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think industrial is fun. You know, it's not the prettiest thing to look at. It's simple, and that's what makes it fun. It's a box with some doors and some high ceilings, and that's what makes it fun. And a lot of people over the last, you know, 5 years, I feel like, have wanted to invest more in, and you know, those opportunities are kind of few and far between and hard to kick up. And it comes at a cost, right? So when those opportunities present itself and you have great partnerships with some of your clients or, you know, some of the other investors out there, it's always good to be able to roll in some money into an opportunity and invest yourself, right? I think it's every person's dream. If you're in real estate, you would like to own real estate, and owning a house is something that, you know, a lot of people do or can have the ability to do. But getting into the commercial game's fun, and so yeah, that was something that I had a dream of doing, getting into this industry, and I've been fortunate and blessed enough to be able to invest in some opportunities myself. So, you know, and it changes your perspective when you're, you know, on how you view an opportunity, right? Would you put your own money into that? And there's a lot of clients that will ask you that, you know, is this something that you would invest in, and understanding those things. So, yeah, you know, that's something that we're always looking out for. If there's any opportunities out there, our team, that's what we want to know. You know, give us a call if you have an opportunity. If you are a seller, you know, we're happy to tell you what the value of your property is, and help you understand, you know, what the long-term play is, or if it's a short-term play, or if you need to get out of that one and into the next one, we can help you with what we call a 1031 exchange. So we can do all those things. That's the beauty of full service brokerage and having a quality team like we do. So,
and I feel like the industrial sector is really every investor's dream, right? You build it, you sign these 5-year, 10-year leases, and it's easy. It's a big box with metal walls, concrete floors, no updating. Hopefully you just don't hear a lot from these tenants. You may have loading docks. Oftentimes these huge spaces are fulfillment centers, but it should just be mailbox money for the most part.
Yeah. No, and it's we try to keep it as passive as possible. Like you said, you don't really want to hear a lot from the tenants. A lot of the tenants, especially in the commercial world and in the industrial world, are blue collar, and they do a lot of their own improvements. So typically, you know, they're happy to kind of take some of that work on if need be. So a lot of investors are happy with the industrial market, and especially the increases in rent over the last 4 years have been tremendous. So they're super happy.
So, you know, in the residential real estate market, we talk about these quantum price increases. And like homes are costing 7.3% more than last year in Salt Lake City, an average rate of blah, blah, blah. In the industrial market, are you seeing the same kind of appreciation, or is it much different?
Yeah, absolutely. So in 2021 and 2022, year over year, we were 40% and 44% year over year.
What?
Yeah. So like I said, it was a really good year to be a landlord.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, you can only imagine those conversations are not easy with tenants. That's why tenants need to call us and understand and go through the education process, because, you know, that's hard. That's a tough one to swallow, is understanding, hey, my rent's going up 40%, 50%. In some cases, it's more than that, depending on if their rent was
what
below.
Happened. Was that supply chain related and the pandemic and all that?
Yeah. You know, we were at a vacancy rate, you know, near between 1-2%, depending on the product type, post-pandemic, 2020, 2021. And so when that all happened and it's hard to find space, you know, all of a sudden these prices start going up and your lease is up and you were not in front of this. You know, if your lease is up in 2 or 3 months and the price has changed 40%, what do? You're left with the question of, can I run and operate my business still? Or, you know, you have to either get with it or get without. And so it's a tough one to swallow, but, you know, we can help try to educate you and understand that there might be some ways to make this work and some different things that we can do.
So was there a huge, you know, flurry of projects that went up on the board as soon as those rates went up like that?
Yeah, there was a lot of industrial development in 2020, 2021, 2022. You know, we were around 12 to 14 million, depending on the year, in that timeline of industrial product being delivered. And so we were seeing a lot of product come on the market, but it was working simultaneous with each other, right? We were absorbing the product that was coming on the market at a rate that still made sense for development. Now, since, you know, interest rates kind of went up, you know, we've seen some tapering off of industrial deliveries and square footage. So we're hopeful that we see that number, you know, creep up this next year, and we're looking forward to that. But yeah.
Well, the secret was out for all those investors, and they said, I'm going to get in the game.
Right.
And then, yeah,
exactly.
We were oversupplied. Oftentimes, it is, we're at the whim of the market and what's going on in business and in the economy and all of those things. I remember during COVID time, a lot of the office space was becoming vacant, and people were actually leasing those for storage. Right?
Right. No, it's, I mean, that whole market and, you know, like we talked about previously, like I feel good about my choice in going in industrial, but yeah, office definitely took a hit, and it's something to keep your eyes on, you know, the next, call it 3 to 5 years. You know, there's opportunities out there, you know, and there's opportunity buyers. And so it's just, you know, If that's your thing, if office is your thing, it's a good time to be in office and be an office buyer because there's some really good deals out there.
Oh, for sure. But I just don't foresee a lot of people going back into the office from where we used to be.
Yeah, times have changed for sure. There's no questions about that. You know, people want different things, and you know, you'll probably see more of the hybrid thing than anything. I think that there's going to be some office work going on. I think that it does help with the community and in your company, but not everybody wants to be there for 9 hours a day.
I just saw a figure on Utah. We're down to 18% of office people are working from home. We were at like 27 coming out of the pandemic, mm-hmm. but it's fallen further.
Right. Yeah. So we'll see. Like I said, definitely something to keep an eye on. And office, you know, and I'll give a tidbit there. You know, Class A office in Salt Lake is not easy to come by, and that's doing well. You know, it's, you know, the older office that seems to struggle, you know, Class B, Class C product. So, you know, there's a need for certain product and there's other product that seem to be struggling.
So since you're in industrial real estate, I think you might know something about this inland port mm-hmm. in Salt Lake City. I have to tell you, as a news guy, as a journalist, we have to report on this because there are a lot of developments. It is huge, but nobody understands what this thing is. Help a brother out.
Yes, the inland port, big one, you know, hot topic in our market. The overall, you know, goal of the inland port is to really relieve congestion at some of the ports, you know, Long Beach and Seattle and...
The ports with water.
The ports with water, yes, and provide some benefit in doing so. So instead of getting those goods shipped to the ports, you can get them shipped into Salt Lake's inland port, receive some benefits there, and it will relieve congestion on the other ports, you know. So that's at the core, that's what the goal. There's a lot of things that go into that because people think it's going to change a lot of things as it relates to like development and the environment, if you will. And so there's been some misconceptions, and it's really one of those things, you know, everybody, it's one of those things that you can form your own opinion on if you don't educate yourself. And so, you know, my goal is to just push people to educate themselves about it and understand the pros and cons of it. I don't think it has a drastic change on what our outlook's been in Salt Lake City.
Is there an investment opportunity there?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of investors that have come into the market and have specifically highlighted wanting to own and develop product inside the inland port and what that looks like. And so it's something that it comes up just like how opportunity zones came up when they did. You know, some years ago, same thing for the inland port. What does it mean? Where can I invest? Is it something to invest in? Is my return going to be different? Is my rate going to be different? All of those things. So it's something that we get asked a lot of questions on.
So are we just loading up containers on vacant land or how is that all coming about?
Yeah, some of that. You see some crazy stuff out there. You know, there's some storage yards with containers that are stacked high. There's distribution facilities that are adjacent to, that are on the rail line that, you know, you can drive things in and drive things out of. And sometimes it's just, you know, goods and services coming in boxes and pallets and stuff like that that are coming directly in. So there's a number of different, you know, things that come in. So
there are some incredible businesses out of state that are relocating here in Utah. We're going to talk more about that in the next segment. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Store. On the show with Jeff Kaplan, and today our guest is Trey Bordeaux, Legend Real Estate. Thank you so much for being here. Cannot wait for the next segment. Talk to you in a minute.
At Smith's, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Smith's, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
The holidays are here again, and this season of giving, Verizon's offering 3 lines for the price of 2, which is less than $29 per line per month. So now you can feel a little more generous. Like, if you want to bring your great-aunt Stacy onto the plan.
Me?
Your roommate Kevin.
Heck yeah.
Or your new sister-in-law Teresa.
Woohoo!
This winter, bring in 3 phones to get 3 lines for the price of 2 on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees.
It's like getting a third line for free.
What she said. All you have to do is swing by your local Salt Lake City Verizon store. Talk about a holiday miracle. Happy giving and happy saving from all of us here at Verizon. $35 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with 3 new lines on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Do you ever worry about the impact of electronics on your child's health? Check out Hand Motor Learning Tablet. It's a safe, interactive tool that engages your kids' minds without screen time and encourages parent-child bonding. With options like coloring puzzles, math, and spelling, there are worksheets for every child. Hand Motor is locally owned in Portland. They're a family business committed to your child's well-being. Order your Hand Motor Learning Tablet with fast free shipping at handmoto.com and give your child the gift of learning with Hand Moto today.
Guys, did you know your testosterone level impacts your energy, libido, sleep, weight, hair loss, mood, and even ED? And right now, Revive Men's Health Salt Lake City will check your testosterone for free. They've helped thousands of men since 2011 feel and perform better. They're so confident they can help you, they even guarantee it. Schedule your free testosterone test, exam, and consultation today. Call 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit RevivemensHealth.com.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osman Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Jeff Kaplan here. Thank you for listening. Heather Osmond is here from Osman Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, they are. And we love Christmas. So definitely check out Osman Designs. We love just all the sights and the sounds and all the gifts. And people just come in our store with huge smiles on their faces. And it's so much fun to watch them walk out with things that are meaningful to, that they can give to someone that they love. So come check out Osman Designs. Lehigh and Orem. Our hours are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday.
Any good deals?
Always good deals at Osman Designs. Our entire store is an additional 20% off the lowest mark price for the month of December. And if you mentioned that you heard the KSL radio show today, you will receive an additional 30% off all of our yellow tagged items, which are additional markdowns, which is kind of cool.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. Come check it out. Today we have Trey Bordeaux. He is one of the top real estate agents, commercial real estate agents in the entire state of Utah. And Trey, you're a wealth of knowledge in all of these subjects, but specifically industrial. We don't talk about that enough here on the KSL Real Estate Show. Great for investors, great info for business owners that need additional storage space. But the word is out, and a lot of these national brands are coming to Utah. Tell us about some of those exciting things.
Yeah, absolutely. We're seeing an influx of businesses come to Utah because of the economy that we have here. Over the last 5 years, we've on average had a top 5 economy in the nation. People have, like you said, that the message is out. People are coming here. The incentives that the government and cities are willing to offer some of these companies is really great. So, a lot of companies from California, we helped eTrailer.com get out here from St. Louis, a great company. Came down and took a good bite-sized chunk out of the market in their first swing. And that's another thing. There's a lot of companies coming out of other markets, and it's really a geographical thing. Sometimes, if clients are coming out of California and they're coming into Salt Lake, yes, they're probably going to keep a California location. but they want to get maybe a different footprint as it relates to like a hub and spoke logistics facility, right? You can get from here to LA, you know, in a 1 day drive time roughly. So those things matter more than they ever have. And so that's another thing that people are identifying is how can they grow their geographical footprint efficiently. And Utah's kind of right in the mix of that thing. So not only are we geographically well located, but then the incentives here are great. The economy is great. The labor workforce is great. So, yeah.
And you have a great project that's coming up. Let's mention that.
Yeah. Moca Mountain View, 5400 South Mountain View Corridor, 300,000 feet will be delivered quarter two of 2025. Beautiful building. You know, 7-inch concrete floors, more power than you can imagine, fully fenced, overparked. You know, you can put solar on the building if you need it. You know, it's super efficient. You know, our goal in that is the developer wanted to build something with pride and put everything into it. And when we did that. We're really excited about it. Myself and my partner, Skylar Peterson. It's something that you're going to drive by if you're out on Mountain View Corridor and say, oh, that's a nice building.
That's where I want to be. Okay.
Exactly.
So, you know, just getting to know you better through this radio show and being an investor myself, I know you're an investor as well. I'm a little excited about industrial. I'm just saying, I mean, less worry with tenants and turnover and less toilets and all those things. I'll definitely be reaching out to you.
Yeah. What are the risks?
There's always risk. The risk is like any commercial space is your tenant just not being able to hold on, right? Business is business, and you know people go out of business because of whatever the business might be. And so if a tenant can't make it, you have a vacancy, you hire a great team like our team, and we backfill it for you. That's the main risk. You know, we're underwriting tenants now more than ever post pandemic, right? Background checks, financial, you know, review, personal guarantees, all those things go into it. So yes, there's still some risks, that go into this thing, but that's usually the biggest one.
And if you're looking for financing, please reach out to Central Bank. They are the sponsor of this KSL Real Estate Show. They do offer industrial financing. They offer commercial financing, residential. They have youth savings plans for kids. They're incredible. They've actually invested in my business, Osman Designs, and made my business, my dream, I should say, become a reality. And I'm very, very grateful for their partnership. Thank you, Central Bank. Please reach out to them. And Merry Christmas. Come get your
Merry
shopping
Christmas.
At Osman Designs. Thanks again for being on the show with us again. How do people find you?
Trey Bordeaux, legendpartners.com, LinkedIn, Trey Bordeaux. Appreciate you guys having me. Happy holidays to everybody.
Pleasure.
See you next week.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.